about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King-Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, one of my favorite topics, here we go again. It's a study that just came out from the Department of Psychology at Florida State University. And this was a study of dieting strategies in young adult women from 1982 to 2012. This is really cool because you had a chance to really watch it over time. What happened to them? And what they found, oh my gosh, this is why we're talking about it today.
Right.
It turns out that when you diet at a young age, it most definitely affects your future health and in a very negative way, because you see what? More extreme weight control behaviors and other negative health outcomes. I'm sorry, this is upsetting news, not shocking to me, but let's share all of this with our listeners.
Right, and I think it isn't shocking because we see it on Empower every single day. So, and especially when I go into the universities and I talk to young women, it's amazing, like at ASU, for example, how many women suffer from bulimia and anorexia. I mean, they have groups, and they're large groups of women. And so, you know, the question becomes why, and then how does it affect their health? We know that anything you do, I mean, we've talked about this, Pam, getting in the sun when you're young is going to affect your life when you're older. You can only imagine what happens when you start dieting at a young age and you develop like anorexia, bulimia, or you're just continually on this roller coaster diet. It's going to affect so many things in your body as you get older. And I think young people have this theory of, it's not going to affect me, because, you know, there's this kind of mindset, and I had the same mindset when I was young because I was sunning myself like crazy, and, you know, I was doing the diet program too. But I think I thought, well, I'm invincible, I'm young, I don't have to worry about it. The problem is that it is going to affect your body, and you know, and you should talk about how many ways it's going to affect your body. And then I'm going to talk about the hormone piece of it, because no one even thinks about the hormonal piece of all this.
Well, you know, they asked over 1,300 college-age women when they first started dieting. Seriously? Some of them remember as early as 3 years old. Now, that's pretty wild.
That's
but,
amazing.
You know, as a child, you start hearing these voices when people say, you know, in a not maybe even a mean-spirited way, you're looking a little chubby. Or, you know, you should be a little smaller or whatever. And, you know, the young mind, when your prefrontal cortex, which is the CEO of the brain, is just forming, is so impressionable and so vulnerable. And so you take that information in and you say, wow, there's something wrong with me. So there you just birthed a rotten body image right off the bat.
Right.
Then you set about trying to change it. Now, when you do it, what do? Well, the simple mind simply says stop eating or just cut out boatloads of food. You become a chronic restrictor. When you do that, then you set yourself up for feelings of deprivation.
Right.
That then sets up binge cycles. When you start up binge cycles, what do you binge on? Arugula? No. You binge on sugary, fatty, salty food combos. I mean, seriously, somehow, you know, when you want to binge tuna on a bed of greens, doesn't quite do it.
Yeah, it doesn't cut it.
You know, you need to have the self-soothing type of products. And when you do that, you know, that's why I wrote The Hunger Fix, you know, the book on food and addiction. You start setting up your brain with organic changes that start these vicious cycles of addictive-like eating behavior. And you could be a size 2. You could be a size 22. It doesn't
right.
matter, because once you set it up, you're in trouble. So I look at it as a psychobiological issue. There's a huge psychology behind it. when you incorporate these negative voices, there's a huge biology behind it. When you're already infusing changes, not just in the brain, but something that's your favorite topic, and that is your body composition changes.
Right.
You actually, you know, drop a lot of body fat, you drop a lot of muscle mass, and when you do that, especially as an adolescent, what happens, Michelle?
Oh, you're going to get in serious trouble because the hormones are going to be all...
Menstrual.
Yes, yes. So your periods stop, number one, which is bad. That's not good. And then you have, you know, we know that estrogen, and young women have estrogen, just like, you know, that's what makes up part of our, you know, a lot of our hormone health is based on that. And over 400 things are affected when the estrogen isn't at a normal level. So when your BMI is low and you have no fat, there's nothing to bind your estrogen to because the binding agent is estrogen and it binds to fat. So you're going to get yourself in serious trouble this way. And women don't even understand that. And then it causes brain function. You know, your short-term memory is not the same. It is just a windfall disaster. Bone density. I mean, you're just, you know, it's just all the things that you just don't want to have happen to someone who's young.
Well, then you also, segueing right off that, according to this study from Florida State University that just got published and hit the news, you know, if you start doing this early age of first dieting, it's related to extreme weight control behaviors, greater alcohol consumption and abuse, greater chance of addiction, greater chance of being overweight or obese at the 10-year follow-up, because you've just set yourself up for disaster at multiple levels. I mean, psychobiologically, you're completely off track. And what's the solution here, Michelle? What's
exactly
you're a mom, okay, let's go with it, with a beautiful daughter. What were some of the things that you tried to help her with? Because you know it's a challenge and a struggle.
Well, I think it starts with the family, right? It starts with the mother. And mom's the one who's buying the food. Mom's the one who is, you know, is making sure that everybody's taken care of. And so everybody's looking to mom as the example. And I know in my own case, I'm just going to tell you, Pam, up front, and in all honesty, I will say that Amanda kept saying to me, my daughter kept saying to me, you think you're fat, and you're not. And you don't think you're beautiful, and you are. And that's what you're projecting on me. And so she finally, you know, she just came clean with it one day and called me out on the carpet for it. And so I had to change how I looked at myself, and I had to change it how I thought about myself, because it directly affected her. And that's change number one. It starts with the mother. It starts with mom.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. And I think that, you know, the messages that these kids hear, especially when they're young,
right,
you know, they're so impressionable and they're looking up to you as their mentor.
Exactly.
And it, every word that pours out of your mouth, just when you think they're not listening or you're kind of blowing it off or whatever, they're absorbing it, just like what happened with Amanda. And so our actions, our behaviors, our words are literally a blueprint for them to try to understand the world, because they don't have the experiential base you and I have as adults. So it's so important that they're in environments that are healthy. And when you mention Empower Her, I love Empower Her, because what you have is healthy communities there to help, you know, these women try to restructure how they look at the world when they're getting all disordered and dysfunctional and feeling really hopeless.
Right.
So I love Empower Her for that.
Well, and I think that, you know, we have to be careful of what is happening to these young women. They're taking Adderall. Their alcohol is huge. They're trying different drugs. There's all kinds of things. Yeah, smoking. All these things are happening as a result of this, and it all starts at home. And it's all in the media. Drives a lot of this as well.
I just love it. I love it. This is an important topic. So yes. Dieting at a young age most definitely affects your future health in a negative way. This is Dr. Pamela Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Treat yourself well. Take good care of yourself. That's the most important thing. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.